Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. A port in Brazil, the second busiest for soybean and sugar cargoes, is gradually resuming grain export operations after a fire that affected conveyor belts at two terminals, according to a statement from the Port Authority. Operations remain halted at the two affected terminals connected to berths 212, 213, and 214, which form part of an export corridor comprising 11 terminals, the authority said. The belts at the two terminals struck by the fire were idle at the time it broke out, the authority said, adding ships scheduled to loading grains there were being rescheduled and diverted to other terminals to avoid trade disruption flow. Soy meal and soybean loading was resuming at the nine terminals not affected by the fire. Much of North Dakota saw precipitation over the last week, with heavier amounts of rain falling in the eastern areas. Weekly rainfall totals ranged from a trace to just over 3 inches in many areas. For many producers, the rain was welcome, but in some areas, producers have gotten too much of a good thing. Some of the precipitation was accompanied by strong storms, producing high winds and hail, but widespread damage is not a major concern. Producers continue to monitor fields for disease as pressure as the increase water comes in, and they're applying fungicide as needed. Soil moisture levels throughout North Dakota have improved over the last few weeks, with just over 3/4 of the topsoil and subsoil rated at adequate to surplus. However, the U.S. Drought Monitor still shows the western half of the state as being abnormally dry. Crop condition ratings for the U.S. spring wheat crop remained relatively stable over the last week, with 68% rated in the good to excellent condition. Condition ratings range from 62% to good to excellent in North Dakota to 79% good to excellent in Montana. About 1/4 of the North Dakota crop is turning color, with 1% being mature. Harvest of the earliest planted crop is still at least 10 days to 2 weeks out. Much of the Durham region received moisture over the last week, but the amounts in most cases were well under an inch. Producers continue to indicate that the moisture is welcome and has helped the Durham crop overall, but that some of the earlier planted crop had already suffered yield losses. The condition rating for North Dakota Durham crop drops slightly from last week, with 65% rated in good to excellent condition, down from 69% the previous week. Overall, 90% of the Durham has headed out ahead of the last year average. Approximately 1/4 of the crop has started to turn color. The Donald Danforth Plant Science Center announced that the AgTech Next Summit will be held virtually, replacing the event previously scheduled to be held November 10th through the 12th. Recognizing the robust agenda and not wanting to create conference fatigue with a two-day program, event organizers have shifted the conference to a series of 7 60-minute live online sessions. The virtual AgTech Next conference sessions will be held from 12 to 1 on Tuesdays, beginning September 22nd. With keynote speaker Dr. Pat Brown, is the founder and CEO of Impossible Foods. And the price of ethanol fell 6 cents this week, currently at $1.11. The price of global crude oil rose this week on the West Texas Intermediate by 62 cents per barrel overall last week, currently priced at $41.33. Brent crude oil rose 37 cents, and 1 year ago, WTI crude sold for $56.22. And Brent was at $61.96. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson with this edition of Inside Agriculture. Be sure to stick around. Eric will have much more right after this.